This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, so I hope you do love me because I really love you. I love my listeners. I do. I start to bond with you guys. There's a lot of you guys out there that I've already started to bond with. My husband gets a little jealous, you know. Some of my frequent callers, and you know who you are. I don't play most of your calls on air because they're inappropriate and they're a little too flirty. And listen, you know, the world already knows that I'm one hot, sexy Dr. Mama. So, you know, I don't need to play calls that emphasize that and reinforce that. We're good. But I really do like you guys. I guess we're over 30-some affiliates now, plus with iHeartRadio, plus with Manny working the dials today, and GCN at the helm. I got to tell you, I'm on cloud nine. I never thought I'd have a radio career like this, and so I really, really thank you guys, because you could very easily turn my show off, which you're probably going to do later today, because I'm going to say something that's going to tick you off, and you'll decide to shut it off, but you turn me on the next day. No matter how many times you shut off my show, you still turn it back on, and I really appreciate that. Even with the peeps segment, when I was going off on peeps last segment and I think last week with all the different data, you know, I know saying the word peep kind of gets on people's nerves, especially with the pink peep poop story. But you know what? You're going to shut it off, and then a couple minutes later, you're going to put it back on thinking I'm going to say something intelligent. I don't know if you're going to like this first segment here, because I'm kind of getting sick of these polls on the happiest and healthiest cities in America. This is starting to give me a cavity. It's so sickeningly sweet, and I just don't get it, because I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I'm a happy girl. All right? I got my listeners. I got my students. I teach at Toro University of Nevada, which, by the way, one of my students is going to be calling in as an interview today. Right? She's a personal trainer, and she's actually very, very smart. You know, some of you guys have accused me of killing the future doctors of America by poisoning them with my, you know, unintelligence when I teach them. And when you listen to her, you guys are going to be like blown away. You see, I'm not a bad teacher. So that's going to be really, really good. Oh, we also have Justin Markley from West Michigan Live, News Radio WOOD. He's going to be on with us, helping us make heads or tails with this whole CIA WikiLeaks dump. This is some pretty crazy stuff. So, Justin's a good buddy of mine, and he's going to help us with that. So, look, I know where to get some help. But anyway, so I'm on cloud nine. I'm a happy girl. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. But I guess Naples gets the number one spot. Naples and its neighboring Immokalee and Marco Island made the number one spot on the Gallup Healthway State of American Well-Being 2016 Community Well-Being Rankings list. You know what? Florida, everybody's always happy in Florida. I mean, it's kind of a party state. You got a lot of oranges. You could make a lot of tequila sunrises. You know, it's just nice. The beaches are beautiful. I don't like palmetto bugs. I don't like humidity. But overall, it's nice. And no state income tax. So it's cheaper to live in Florida than California. Florida is like the California of the East Coast, but cheaper. So, of course, everybody's happy. The Florida community topped the pollster's list, which ranked 189 communities based on responses regarding five key elements of well-being, sense of purpose, positive social relationships, financial management, community pride, and physical health. So, all right, okay, so physical health, community pride, you know, that is something that I think a lot of communities do miss. You know, I mean, if you live in Wichita, Kansas, all right, you better be proud that you live in Wichita or Hollywood, Florida or Pahrump, Nevada. Be proud.
You know, these are awesome cities. So I guess they have the highest rates of healthy eating in Naples, lowest rates of daily stress, lowest lifetime diagnoses of depression. I guess Naples also can be attributed to their 2015 launch of the Blue Zones project in Southwest Florida, aimed at improving community well-being, coupled with the city's completion of a redevelopment project that added roundabouts, sidewalks, and bike lanes. Oh, no, 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 no. Okay, do you guys see what's going on here? This comes from Daily Mail, one of my favorite media outlets, Daily Mail, but they're British. And what is the one thing I dislike about the British? The roundabouts. I can't stand the roundabouts. And did you see what it did? Did you see how it fit that in where the roundabouts get the credit for Naples being the most happy? I hate roundabouts. Roundabouts are the most stupid thing I've ever seen because nobody does it right. Yes, four-way stops stink also, but at least I know how to manage through a four-way stop. Flint, Michigan came in the bottom five, number 184, because of the water contamination. But last place was Fort Smith, Arkansas, Oklahoma. Isn't that the one where it's, is that the city that's on both Oklahoma and Arkansas? It scored the lowest or second lowest well-being ranking in four of the poll's five key elements: purpose, social, financial, and physical. Wait, purpose? I don't like somebody saying a city has no purpose. I don't like that at all. But I guess Fort Smith has a very high smoking rate, has a through-the-roof obesity rate, so that could be an issue. El Paso got in at about 16. Chico, California. So basically the top 10 communities were Naples, Barnstabletown, Massachusetts, Santa Cruz, Watsonville, California, Urban, Honolulu, Hawaii, Charlottesville, Virginia, North Pope, Sarasota, Bradenton, Florida, San Luis Obispo, Paso Robles, Arroyo Grande, California, Lynchburg, Virginia, Hilton Head Island. Oh, I've never been there, but I heard it's amazing. South Carolina. And then Boulder, Colorado. The bottom 10 communities were Fort Smith, Arkansas, Hickory, Lenore, Morganton, North Carolina, Huntington, Ashland, West Virginia, Kentucky, Ohio, Topeka, Kansas, Canton, Ohio, Flint, Michigan, Chico, California, Beaumont, Port Arthur, Erie, Pennsylvania, and Montgomery, Alabama. Las Vegas made number 94. Why? Because they say safety. Look, there's only so much we could do when we are the entertainment capital of the world. Everybody wants to come to Las Vegas. Maybe what's happening is they're listening to some real awesome radio, you know, coming out of the Dr. Dahlia studios, and they're not paying attention to the road. Hey, that's not my fault. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to harvestright.com or call 800-763-5999. That's harvestright.com or 800-763-5999.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Manny, who is working the dials. And, of course, big thanks to you all for tuning in and listening to us. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Well, it's no secret, I bring my iPhone with me into the potty. I don't have to read People Magazine or Inquirer anymore. I could just bring my iPhone in. I could play my Candy Crush. I could play my Pokemon Go. Who knows? Maybe he's in the toilet. And finding out with this latest WikiLeaks dump that the CIA could hack into our phones, our TVs, and our PCs is scaring the heck out of us. There's actually now a federal criminal probe being opened into the WikiLeaks publication of CIA documents. So helping us kind of make heads or tails of this is my buddy Justin Barkley from West Michigan Live News Radio WOOD anchor. Justin, thank you for joining us today.
Hey, what's up, Doc?
How you doing? Wait, when you go to the bathroom, do you bring your iPhone you have a Samsung, don't you?
No, I've got the iPhone. I bring it in just like you. I'm guilty as charged.
Yeah, I think it makes healthier poops. I think hemorrhoids go down as a result of it, right? Because you're not trying to, you know, do anything quick. Anyway, so, I mean, with me, I've been so busy trying to, you know, figure out what's been going on with the GOP new healthcare plan that I haven't really been able to understand a lot about what's been going on with this. And, you know, can you kind of fill us in? What happened with WikiLeaks and the CIA?
Well, what I know is about what the average American knows. I'm not a tech geek.
Me neither.
I can tell you, earlier today on our show, we had somebody on who is, and he Ooh. Gave me some very sobering information.
Is he single?
actually,
I like tech geeks.
You know what? I'll connect you two.
I'm married, but I don't mind. I figure, yeah, he could hack himself right into our bedroom. Anyway, go ahead. Yeah.
Oh. So this guy says today, and this guy's he works with major companies and organizations. If I gave you the names of these companies, you would recognize them. And what he does with his firm is that they secure these companies. So he has to be on top of all of this. Matter of fact, he worked as a young man at Los Alamos Laboratories, and he was giving me kind of a lowdown on some of the things that he's allowed to talk about and some of the things he's not allowed to say as a former military. But, you know, one of the things he said that was the most sobering is, yes, anything that is connected can be hacked. So that includes a lot of things that we've been hearing about, such as cell phones, laptops, the computers, the microphones on all these, your television, which they've been a little known secret, but they've had things inside of televisions and cable boxes for years, camera hookups, microphones, etc., appliances. So anything that connects, even the Internet of Things, baby monitors, there is actually
pacemakers, and scary.
It's wild. Cars is the new thing. So now there are cars that have a lot of connectivity with them, as well as some of these smart cars you see, Tesla. And eventually, that's the road that we're going to be driving down, is a smart driving car. So here's what he says to me, Doc. If that's not scary enough, you know, your microwave can be hacked and might be listening. Your television and your car. But here's what he said to me. Because I said, okay, so how do we stop this? What do I do as the average citizen? And he said, you can't. There's nothing you can do to stop it. He said to me that the apps on our phones, one of the things he likes to do about every quarter is go through and just take off certain apps that are on his phone and clear them out, clean out the memory on his phone. And he will recommend doing that, because every time you download an app, you are actually giving software company permission to do any number of things that you probably aren't aware of because you haven't read the terms and conditions like everybody else. We just click agree and we go and we move forward. I just assume that basically I'm promising my firstborn to one of these companies or whatever.
I know. My older boy ticked me off the other day so they could have them. No, but it was interesting because my iPhone wouldn't let me. You have an iPhone, so you understand. All of a sudden, I woke up yesterday, and my iPhone would not let me access my email without updating. And this isn't one of those spam things I get. Yeah. I had to update my password on every single mailbox that I get coming into my phone. But in order for it to proceed, I had to hit yes, that I agree to them having access. Now, again, I have nothing to hide. I mean, everybody's seen my emails. You know, GCN will go, your ratings stink. I mean, that's no surprise,
problem.
You know?
That's the problem. I had the same conversation with my mom last night, and she and my dad, they just bought new smart TVs, and they upgraded. I mean, the TVs they had were so old. I mean, they barely still had a picture on them.
Mm-hmm.
But they upgraded, and they got these brand new ones, Samsung, with all the smart gadgets and all that stuff that's included. And she said to me last night, well, whoever's spying on me is not going to see much. It's not the fact that they're not going to see much and we have nothing to hide. Because I'll tell you this interesting fact, is that J. Edgar Hoover, there's a famous quote that he is known for saying, is that if you follow a man, you know, put a police car behind a man, I'm paraphrasing here, long enough behind him, driving down the road, you'll find him breaking the law eventually.
Wow.
And so,
yeah. For those who are joining us, we're talking to Justin Barkley, West Michigan Live's News Radio WOOD anchor. I don't want to interrupt, but you see, where I see a problem is, you know, I dress up to go to work, and when I come home, the bra's off. I'll wear a shirt or something, but so that means if I'm watching House of Cards, somebody could be watching me watch without my, you know, I don't know, proper, you know, underwear.
I'll go a step further. Doctor, if you look at, you just Google this. Go look, do your own research and look. These stories have been out in the news. The Samsung story about the TVs being able to listen to, and Samsung, the company, actually putting out a whole warning about this a couple of weeks back. But also, just go look up baby monitors and webcam. There are channels that these guys have. There's an app you can download. There's channels where these, what these guys do is they go find these feeds, they tap into them, and people's home. You think you're doing the best you can to secure your home and have a camera, et cetera. Inside their homes, they're freely, people are able to log into these things in hotel rooms.
So creepy.
In elevators, all over. No, it really is. And so it brings the question, like, is there really... do we really have privacy anymore?
No, we don't.
What do you do?
Mm-hmm. I mean, when it comes to electronic medical records, I've been saying this for years, if the CIA could be hacked, and this isn't the first time they've been hacked, and the Senate has been hacked, and Sony could be hacked, how is one electronic medical record system safe? We have to assume, which is why many patients are not very forthcoming anymore, because they know their doctor is typing it into a computer system that could be open to everyone. One of the reasons why Z-Packs, there's so much resistance to them, is people were coming in saying they had bronchitis, and not that they had an STD, so they could get the Z-Pak, and STD was never put in their chart.
Oh, well, you know, and this is the thing. In the information age, you know, knowledge is power, and that's what this all boils down to, is that someone has the ability now to collect this and aggregate this information at a completely new speed and a level and volume at which they've never been able to do before, and the picture that the algorithms and the AI can build of who you are and what your life is like and what you do on a daily basis is absolutely scary. I'll leave you with this one little piece of this story that the guy told me today. He said, you know what, I was cleaning out my phone, and he said, you know, it's curious. I found a few audio recordings in my phone that I never made. So I never turned on this app. I never turned on any of these audio. Some of them 1 o'clock in the middle of the night when I'm sleeping. How did they get there?
Scary.
Some app was able to go in and automatically record me at different times. And I'll tell you, your devices are listening. Another great story that he told me was that sitting with some folks talking about security and having lunch with some clients, they talked about a very specific cat. I don't remember the name of this cat, but one of the guys had these cats. And they said, okay, everybody, put your phones down on the table. Don't touch them. We're going to have lunch. I want to prove a point. So they talked about this cat. When they got back from lunch, every one of these guys that were sitting there at this table started seeing ads popping up on Google and websites and et cetera.
Wow.
About this specific cat. Now, that's what they're doing, and that's not as nefarious. That's just marketing. What do you think is happening the rest of the time?
Wow, Justin, we ran out of time. Man, can't wait to have you back again. Thank you so much. So enlightening and scary. Justin Barkley from West Michigan Live, thank you so much for joining us.
You got it, Doc.
All right, guys, when we come back, Jennifer Kearns joins us, and she is going to teach us about common musculoskeletal disorders. Don't go away.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Let's rebel up. We got a lot to talk about. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, I've told you guys that I teach at Toro University, Nevada. I'm an assistant professor there. And many of you have doubted me because you said, how could my dumb ass teach anybody anything? All right? Well, listen. Okay? I brought some proof. I'm not lying to you. Our next guest, who I'm so proud of, is Jennifer Kearns. She is an osteopathic medical student at Toro University, Nevada, one of my students, yay! And she also has more letters after her name than I do, being an athletic trainer specializing in conditioning. So, Jennifer, thanks for joining us.
No problem.
Can you tell my listeners that I am not that crappy a teacher? Don't worry, I'm not allowed to change a grade based on this interview. Okay, and you know I got a big ego. You have ATC CSCS after your name. That's more letters than I have. What do those mean?
So ATC is a certified athletic trainer. So athletic trainers are allied healthcare professionals that work with different sports teams or in other different arenas in which athletic activities occur, and they work to do prevention of musculoskeletal injuries in addition to acute care and rehabilitation. So for me, my background tended to be heavier in working with industrial athletes. I call them industrial athletes, but people who do like UPS, construction work, things like that. And then my other certification is a certified strength and conditioning specialist. So that one is more of what it sounds like. I just sat for an exam and studied up on different ways to improve athletic performance through strength and conditioning.
Well, how long does it take to train for something like that?
Athletic training was a four-year program, and because that program supplemented me with the rehabilitation aspect and my own personal background being an athlete, I was also able to sit and study for the certified strength and conditioning exam, which requires a four-year degree as well.
Wow, that's impressive. Very impressive.
Thank you.
You know, I like how you brought up industrial athletes. You know, I've salivated over watching the UPS guy in my neighborhood. And it's a lot of work. So in terms of working with industrial workers, would that be industrial cases like workers' comp?
Yes, it's things like that. My job in particular was to prevent workman's comp cases from occurring. So
right.
I did a lot of ergonomic training, how to lift a box, how to place a box, how to do different things more ergonomically so that you didn't get those everyday injuries. You know, it's amazing to know that we pick up things all day long, like let's say a basket of laundry, and we have no idea how to do that. And that's, my personal opinion, added to the epidemic of low back pain.
So true, because if you lift it, you know, off and you subluxate something or you sprain, you know, this could give rise to, you know, major back issues. That's fascinating. So we have a bunch of listeners right now. They're probably listening in their car, all right, and they're probably sitting in their car seat improperly. What advice would you give to people when they drive?
So a lot of people, when they drive, tend to drive with one hand, right? At least I know I do, right? That's kind of the cool thing. You're sitting there. You're leaning back on one side. You got one hand up on the wheel. You're like, hi, coolest kid out here. Maybe you got one hand out the window. Now, all of that it might feel cool, but it is terrible. So when you're sitting in the car, you want to do the things that you kind of learned in driver's ed. So you want to sit with your back up against the back of the seat. So you don't want to sit at the edge. You don't want to sit to one side. You want to also have your hands placed at 10 and 2 because that's going to provide the least stress on a lot of the different joints, like your shoulders, your back, your elbows, your wrists. A lot of common things that especially UPS drivers or bus drivers get would be a medial epicondylitis or an inflammation of the inside of the elbow. And that's due to that using one hand on the wheel to kind of turn the wheel left and right, putting a lot of stress on that elbow. So if you're somebody who sits in the car all day and you're a truck driver or a salesperson and you're in the car all day driving around location to location, you really want to use two hands on the wheel. It feels silly, it feels stupid, but that is going to save your joints at the end of the day exponentially.
And so we're talking to Jennifer Kearns, an osteopathic medical student at Touro University of Nevada, who's also an athletic trainer specializing in conditioning and strengthening. Yeah, another thing, I have a lot of truckers that also listen to the show, and, you know, I tell them to get their wallet out of their pocket because that causes a shift. And me, you know, I loved driving with my arm out the window because that's how my dad did. So when I had my truck, yeah, a little baby truck, but still, had my arm out, and I'd start, my ulnar neuritis would act up where my arm would go numb. And so instead of putting my hand on the wheel, I would just put my hand on my leg. So I still drove with one hand. But that's very good.
Yeah, yeah. And you bring up a wonderful point that I tend to forget about a lot. And especially men, I don't know why, but they tend to put their big bulky wallets, because, you know, I've got so much money nowadays, right? And they put it in their back pocket, and then they sit on it, and they get sciatica, right? Or this inflammation of the nerve that shoots down the back of the leg and sometimes into the heel, into the toe. And it can be quite debilitating. Truly. So removing that wallet and putting it in the console next to you or anything that saves a lot of hassle.
Man, that's awesome. I got to tell you, I'm getting a little nervous having you on because you have taught my listeners more right now in the last 5 minutes than I have in 8 years of radio. So I hope my boss isn't in today listening to this segment. What about my listeners that sit at a desk for their job and where they're forced to sit at a desk for 8 hours? What are some things they could do in terms of strengthening and to help their health?
That is a wonderful question and actually quite a issue across the nation. So I have a multifaceted approach to this. Number one thing being too much sitting is bad. It doesn't matter how well I teach you how to sit. If you're sitting all day, you're screwed. You're going to mess things up. So something that I promote a lot is using either a fitness tracker or apps on the computer that remind you to get up. You need to get up and move. So for people who work in offices, a great reason to do this is instead of calling somebody in another office and say, hey, I got X, Y, and Z done, get up and walk and talk to them. Getting up and moving is going to take away a lot of the things that are wrong with sitting all day. Now, doing that, in addition to doing that, other things you could do is, again, proper sitting. So you don't want to sit in your chair with your back hunched over and your face real close to the screen so that you've got this, like, weird hunchback of Notre Dame back and straight jutted out chin like you're, you know, the old monkeys, you see, like, the evolutionary. You don't want to look like that sitting at your at your desk. Okay, you want to be a nice stick-figure L shape.
Erect back, straight, good posture. Yeah.
Yes. And that can be hard. That can be hard on the back, but that's the best way to do it. So I often, like I said, first thing in the truck, you want to scooch your tush back to the back of the seat and keep your back flat against the back of the seat as well, help to support it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in terms of strength and conditioning, like you had asked, let's say you're still sitting all day and you're tired, really good stretches to do would be, or one of my favorites that I used to do a lot in rehab, is you take a towel, like a long beach towel, and you roll it up into a cylinder, lay it down on the ground, and then lay on top of that with your spine and head lined up on top of that towel.
Yes.
Make sure you bend the knees, feet flat on the floor, put your arms out at a T, or we call it like the Iron Cross, and that will give such an amazing stretch to the front of that chest and really start to open everything up and really help a lot of different problems that can come with hunched over in front of that computer screen.
Well, Jennifer, this is awesome. We're running out of time. The one thing that I've learned today in this segment is I'm not worthy enough to teach you. I mean, you are brilliant. I'm humbled. Thank you so much. And Jen, I'd love to have you come back on the show. You taught us so much. Thanks a lot.
Thanks. Thank you.
All right. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Speak, speak.
speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so fewer heavy Americans are trying to lose weight, according to a study. They say fewer overweight Americans haven't even tried to lose weight in recent years. And researchers wonder if it's because of fat acceptance. I think it's the opposite. I think we have learned how to take pictures of ourselves that look so good that we just stop thinking we're overweight. And
we're not embarrassed because every picture we see of ourselves looks so damn good after being filtered and photoshopped and angled correctly. But that's just me. Anyway, according to Dr. Jian Zhang, a public health researcher at Georgia Southern University, socially accepted normal body weight is shifting toward heavier weight. As more people around us are getting heavier, we simply believe we are fine and no need to do anything with it. Another reason could be people are abandoning efforts to drop off pounds after repeated fail attempts. We don't like to be failures. So when I don't lose weight after I try, and I've been trying for 25 years, I'm not going to be that excited to try number 26. The other thing, too, is we get duped. You know how many times we've tried all these different diets and all these different supplements out there? So then the next time we hear, oh, this will be the real thing, this will work, we don't want to get duped. They say researchers analyzed U.S. government health surveys over nearly two decades, from 1988 through 2014, the surveys involved in-person physical exams and health-related questions, including asking participants if they try to lose weight within the past year. More than 27,000 adults aged 20 to 59 were included. They were not asked to explain their answers. And in the early surveys, about half of the adults were overweight or obese. Those numbers climbed to 65% by the year 2014. But the portion of overweight or over obese adults who said they were trying to slim down fell from 55% to 49% in the study. Body mass index, which is a measure of the height and weight, determines weight status. So those with a BMI of 25 to 29 are considered overweight. 30 and above is obese. A BMI of 30 reflects being about 50 pounds at least above your ideal weight. So the study was published Tuesday in the Journal of American Medical Association, and Dr. Scott Cahan, director of the Weight Loss Clinic in Washington, said the study is important and echoes previous research. He acknowledged that it has become more acceptable in some circles to be overweight, but that many patients still feel stigmatized. He said many come to a center after repeated attempts to lose weight, and some give up for frustration. So obviously the obesity is very big in the Southern Belt, Louisiana, Alabama, Georgia, Arkansas, South Carolina, Oklahoma, even Texas. California's looking pretty good. Colorado's looking excellent. Massachusetts, Vermont looking really, really good. Nevada, eh. But the obesity prevalence still ranges at the lowest from 21.3%, according to the CDC, up to the highest 35.9%. So at the bare minimum, states like Hawaii, still a fifth, are obese. They say the study found obesity most common among black women. 55% were obese in the most recent survey years, and there was a big decline in black women trying to lose weight. Whether that's because of fat acceptance, dieting frustration, or other reasons is not known. Dr. Zhang said there's a positive side effect of fat acceptance. It means people feel less ridiculed by their weight. The problem is obesity, heart disease, etc. High cholesterol, syndrome X, stroke. You see, the other thing, too, also, is kids. It was a shame. But what I would see growing up is the kids who were overweight, and so sad that this happened, were bullied and were ridiculed. And so the rest of us, as kids, we were scared to death of gaining weight and getting obese. Because if somebody thought we were fat, we would then be picked on. And so for many people back in the olden days, the drive started very, very early. Now, I'm not saying to go back to bullying by any means. Absolutely not. But this acceptance that we have of everybody, which is a very good thing. See, this is, again, when I say whenever there's progress, we sometimes set ourselves back inadvertently. So the progress we've made in schools where it is not right to ridicule somebody, and amen for that, and to accept people who they are and how they are. You know, I was born this way, like Lady Gaga. You know, I love that song. And I think it's great. And I think it's something that we should be teaching our children. And it's probably going to be the American way later. All right? Acceptance. The only thing is now when you start to revere, right, and not point out that this may not be ideal, kids won't learn at an early age to not try to become obese. And we have to be very careful about revering mediocrity. So, you know, somebody not truly winning, but then getting a trophy anyway, what's that going to teach the kids? You know, our kids learn in school arithmetic and, you know, English and history and all sorts of the other stuff. But the other thing they learn is competition. Right? They learn how to fight. They learn how to succeed. They also learn how to fail and learn how to recover from failing. They also learn to create their identity. What do I want to be in this world? How do I want people to look at me? These are the things that the kids are learning. So even though I am very proud of the progress we've made in school, stopping bullying and, not making an obese child feel that, you know, they are quote unquote doing it wrong. This is something that I think we could all agree is some good progress that we've made in schools. Unfortunately, the inadvertent effect is kids aren't seeing the negative feedback of becoming obese, right? In school, they're not kids, you know, fifth graders aren't thinking about cholesterol, diabetes, heart disease. They're thinking about the boy not liking them or the girl not liking them or them getting picked on. In high school, are the kids thinking about, you know, cholesterol and syndrome X? No. Or metabolic syndrome or polycystic ovarian? No, they're not. They're thinking about prom. They're thinking about getting a date. So when do, you know, how do we reintroduce that fight that, you know what, okay, it's not going to be me. I'm going to make sure I lose the, I'm going to watch what I eat. I'm going to make sure I don't get heavy. When do kids learn that being obese is bad without making another obese child feel bad? You see? I don't know what the answer is. So now us adults, we're just to blame. All right. You know, we have spanks that make us look better. There's all sorts of ways we could wear our clothes that help us shift the roles nicely. All right. We're able to do a variety of things to make ourselves look good on camera. And people that are more chunky and curvy are more revered. So somebody who has a hard day at work, all right, who's exhausted. I mean, are they really going to work to, you know, try to do a 500 to 1,000 calorie meal plan? The other thing, too, also is our entertainment and our social structure has been different. Okay? If I feel fat today, I don't have to go out. I can have a very entertaining evening with my husband watching Netflix. Right? Or going on social media and going back and forth and bantering with my friends. You can even now play Scrabble with your friends in your own bathroom. You don't even have to be in the same room playing Scrabble because you could play Scrabble across the world on an app. Yet in the olden days, you had to actually get dressed and go over to their house so they saw you. So society has changed things, right? And possibly for the worse, because we do not, you know, we are not as concerned about people seeing us. We think we are able to manipulate the way people see us, and then all of a sudden we see a real picture of ourselves and we freak out. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.